to you today. And the scripture reading is in Hebrews 4, starting at the 12th verse. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for these wonderful words of encouragement, words that we feel that are exactly what we need at this particular moment in time. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for your compassion and love for us. We ask that you work in this message today to help those who need help in the ways in which they need it. Let them hear and understand the things that you would have to say to them. And in Yeshua's name, we ask all these things, and amen. And my key verse for today is in 2 Timothy 2 and 26. And I want to read this. Well, let's read this together. And they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil, having been held captive by him to do his will. Is that a little interesting to you, the way that that's worded? Some in this verse are spoken of as being held captive of the devil, doing the devil's will. Paul advises to correct these with gentleness, these in opposition, also spoken of, in opposition to the truth, opposition to what Paul is saying and instructing. These in opposition, that God may bring them to their senses and they escape. Escape from what? The clutches of the devil and being used for the devil's will, which we know is in opposition to Yahweh. And that they may come to their senses and escape, God forgiving them and leading them to the knowledge of the truth. My message to you today is entitled Discouragement. And I know things have happened in the last week or two that for sure lead some of us sitting here today, to feel a certain degree of discouragement. Did you know one of the first words that I heard David say as he started his Torah teaching today on the subject? One of those words was that word, discouragement. And for sure, if we look at only certain aspects of our life recently, and perhaps for a long time, perhaps in the past in general, no doubt certain of us have plenty of reason. From a human standpoint, plenty of reason to have a degree of discouragement. Did you know that perhaps, you need to give some thought to this, perhaps one of the greatest of the enemy's tools that he uses is discouragement. One of the greatest of his tools is if he can get us by whatever means is available to him. Placing a degree of discouragement upon us. He causes us to dwell on our failures. Perhaps the ones around you that you have faith and trust in. Perhaps the enemy causes you to dwell on their failures. Or your are their weaknesses. Perhaps your and their many mistakes of judgment. Who can say among us that you've lived your life and you haven't had certain regrets? And some of those regrets are based on mistakes of judgment. That through our humanness in the past, we've been guilty of. Who among us can say you've not had more than your share of mistakes and judgment? Discouragement, despair, loss of hope, loss of confidence. Do you see the downward spiral that comes from discouragement? Discouragement is bad enough, but it still leads to more and worse. Loss of effectiveness when you become discouraged to a great extent. You lose your confidence. You lose your hope. You become in despair. Then you see how your effectiveness in trying to help others, in trying to be a servant of Yahweh, in trying to be a witness for Yeshua, spreading the gospel, letting others know of the good news of living right before God, of the hope that we have of eternal life, a hope that we have of salvation, having the literal Holy Spirit within our heart and life, helping us to live this life and live it better and live it as one of Yahweh's family members. but to lose our effectiveness. That's saying a tremendous lot. We don't even want to get close to there. So we don't want to let discouragement even get a foot within inside the door of our life. We want to reject those things that the enemy puts on us. But you know, the very best thing that we can do in our fight against discouragement, our fight against the enemy that's super powerful and supernatural. The Bible says we don't fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against the principalities of the air, spiritual beings. Spiritual beings that even God Himself kicked out of heaven. And now they want to destroy anything and everything that they have, that they can come in contact with. Any person, any works, any speech, any conversation that promotes God. That is the truth. That's the devil's business. That's our enemy's business. To hurt, to destroy, to deceive, to disrupt. And he wants to destroy you. And he wants to destroy your life. And he wants to destroy your effectiveness. And your effectiveness will be hurt if you become overly discouraged. We need to keep our heart and mind on Yahweh and Yeshua and on the promises that we read that they give us in the Word of God. Those things that we can rely on each hour of each day. We need to remind ourselves of these things. We need to put God's Word in our mind and in our heart to such an extent that it helps keep the enemy's tools out of our life, out of our heart, out of our mind. Love prevails. Truth prevails. We need more of God's Word, more of His light inside of us, so it don't leave room for the enemy's tools, and for sure not for discouragement. So the knowledge of God's Word is important, and of His promises, and of the fact that He will always be there for us, and He, no matter what, He will always forgive. His mercy endures forever. And what would you say about His forgiveness? If He told us through His Word and through His only begotten Son, Yeshua, if He told us that we are to forgive our brother, not just 7 times, but 70 times 7 in one day, then how should we be? How should we think of Him if He requires that kind of compassion and mercy and forgiveness from us? How should we be with each other and with our neighbor? I think He wants us to be closer and closer, as close as we can get to Him and to the principles that He commands us to have. He wants us to be like Him. And hopefully each one of us are becoming more like Him each day of our life. These promises of Him, of His forgiveness, His mercy, His compassion, does it ever go away? Does it ever deplete? Becomes less with time? No. It endures forever. It never ceases. It's always there. It never fails. God is always there for us, with us, through whatever it is that we face and have to go through. Have confidence that God is with us. He says He will be. Take it. Trust in Him. He's always there for us. He never sleeps. He never becomes weary. He never turns away from us as we call upon Him for help. He never fails to hear. He never fails to forgive. There's no reason that we should let the enemy put the element of discouragement in our mind and in our heart. We want to always keep in tune with Yahweh and Yeshua. Always seek to grow in knowledge and in truth in their word. We need to always, regardless of the situation or the circumstance, we need to always turn to Him in faith. Knowing that He loves us, has the power to grant whatever prayer, petition, or request that we have. We are His loving children. He loves us more than we can even accept or imagine ourselves. Just think of it, it's even more and greater than your own mother, earthly mother and dad. I'm sure that's the love that He has for us. And the main emphasis being greater than we can ever imagine. He gave His only begotten Son to die the death that He did on the cross for each one of us, for forgiveness of those mistakes and shortcomings that we have. We need to constantly do the things that open our heart and life to the point that we trust Him completely. Discouragement has to leave. We reject the tool of discouragement by the enemy. And we say to the enemy, "Get behind me, Satan, with all of your tools." If you would, stand with me. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this blessed Sabbath. We ask, Lord, You will be with the ones that are not here, our brothers and sisters and loved ones. And Heavenly Father, let them feel Your presence and Your peace and Your rest on this day. And Heavenly Father, work Your will through this message to touch each one that hears. And Heavenly Father, Let it affect those positive changes in their life and their relationship with others. Help it to help them to be able to reach others for your family. And in all these things, through Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. And let's read the blessing of the Lord together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. God bless everybody.